an unforgettable moment in the history of Czech sport. Petr Svoboda scores the winning goal against Russia in the ice hockey final of the 1998 Winter Olympics in Japan, as commented live by Czech radio's Aleš Procházka.
Konec zápasu a máme zlatou olympijskou medaili.
The final whistle blew, and the Czechs had won an Olympic tournament packed with top NHL players. Over 60 years earlier, Czech listeners were also able to enjoy live hockey commentary from the Winter Olympics in 1936. That year they were held in the Bavarian ski resort of Garmisch-Partenkirchen. The legendary Czech radio sports reporter Josef Laufer was there, and his commentary of the Czechoslovak semi-final against Great Britain still survives in our archives. The game got underway, and straight away the Czechs went on to the attack with an early shot blocked by the British goalie. A handful of Czech and Slovak fans cheered. Josef Laufer was joined in the commentary box by the Canadian one-time player and hockey writer Bob Bowman, and from time to time they would exchange a few words in English. A few minutes into the first period, both agreed that neither team was looking very convincing.
Well, it's not so exciting yet, is it?
No, it's not really,
yeah. Mr. Bauman. No. So we shall wait another few minutes and then you may express your opinion. Pozor, teď máme nebezpečný útok Angličanů a už je branka docílena jejich pravým cílem Devejem.
As fate would have it, at that very moment, Jerry Davey scored for Britain. The slide had begun, and the final score on that February evening in 1936 was 5-0 in Britain's favour. While the Czechs ended up in fourth place, Britain went on to win gold, although in fact almost all the British players had lived and played in Canada for most of their lives. 10 years earlier, Josef Laufer had the honour of making Europe's first live football commentary, when in October 1926 he commentated on a match at Prague's Letná Stadium between Slavia Prague and Hungaria Budapest. At the time, he wasn't a radio journalist at all, but the reporter had failed to turn up, and he was the only person around willing to have a try. Later he recalled how the radio director, who was not a football fan, decided to switch off the broadcast at the end of the first half.
Druhou polovinu rozhlas nevysílal, takže posluchači se ani nedověděli konečný výsledek utkání a rozhlas vysílal nějakou hudbu.
The listeners didn't get to find out how the game ended, Laufer remembers. They were given music instead. But they knew what they wanted and bombarded the radio with so many requests that football was back on the airwaves the very next Sunday. And once again, with me at the microphone. The director of Radiojournal phoned Laufer with an embarrassed apology, and this time agreed to broadcast the second half too.